Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be in Texas, too. These folks down here know how to treat you. I've gotten some, they've laid some serious hospitality on me down here, folks, and I may never get all this hospitality off of me. They've been so sweet to me and nice to me and included me in everything, and the folks at Administaff have been great hosts, and all of the partners, all the different partners that they brought together. This, I'll tell you what, folks, this tournament, and I want to talk to Henry about this. This tournament is a clinic on how to put together strategic alliances and make something happen with people who have things that you need, and you have things that they need. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute with our new friend and our guest this half hour, Henry De La Garza, the chairman and the CEO of De La Garza Public Relations. I'm at the Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club at the Champions Tours venue here in Houston in Woodlands, Texas. The Administaff Small Business Classic, folks. It's the Small Business Classic. We have our own classic. How about that? Our own golf tournament. I thank Administaff for recognizing that we deserve to have one of these. And we deserve to have a lot more, but this is a good start. Henry De La Garza is our guest. Henry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. We're also making history. It's the first one.
Thank you for reminding me. I mentioned that yesterday.
We're pioneers.
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday. It's a great thing. I know that they've made a three-year commitment.
3 years.
And so it's pretty exciting. Henry, one of the things that I have said for years is that the two areas that small businesses are the most efficient in is professional human resources practices, hiring and firing and managing people, not treating them nice, not paying them well. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way we go about finding the right people and training them and that sort of thing. And the other is marketing and public relations. And I can't put one on top of the other. It's 1A and A, you know. and so I was excited when you offered to join us on the show today. And you're right here in Houston, right?
Right here.
All right. And so in a minute I want you to talk to us about the PR process, the marketing process. That small business owners, you know, you got all these small business owners sitting at your knee, you know, waiting patiently to hear the wisdom of the master. And I'm going to want you to lay that on us in a minute. But before we do that, I want you to tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, De La Garza Public Relations is the oldest and largest Hispanic-owned PR firm in Houston. We are a general firm. We provide a broad brush of services to clients, basically focusing on communications. As you pointed out, small business owners know what they do. They know all about their product, their service, but when it comes to communications, you know, they fall short. And communications, whether you're a small business person or you're a corporate giant, you have to have communications.
And it's never been more true than in the 21st century.
Well, no, look at what's going on today. You've got the internet, you've got blogs, you've got chat rooms, you've got the print and the broadcast media. It can be very daunting. This is the time that companies should be communicating, because we are now a global marketplace.
Absolutely. When you say communication, that's a broad term, and I'm not sure we all know what to do with that word. Explain that to us, please.
Well, every small business owner has customers or clients that need to get the message about that company, about that service, about that product, and you need to know who you're going to communicate to. You need to know what they want to hear about your product or your service. What's the hot button that's going to say to that person, I need to call Jim Blasingame and buy that product.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to know who you're talking to.
And see, some people think that's advertising. They think, well, I'm already doing that. I've got an ad in the paper. But it's not. That's just one element, isn't it?
Advertising is a paid message placed in a place that you bought. And it will help you reinforce a brand name,
But maybe get people to take some action.
Yeah, advertising is very important. We're in the public relations business. Normally, when a customer, when a client starts a new business or a new product or a new service, they turn to public relations first because we're the people who build credibility. Mm-hmm. We work with the client to get them into the media and get them the third-party endorsement of their product, their service, and their company that establishes the brand name.
Would it be good to say that PR is how you establish a brand, and advertising is how you sell it once it's established?
That's precisely it.
Okay.
And the good thing about that is that public relations is a less cost expensive venture than advertising. Advertising.
Why is that?
Well, advertising, you have to pay to produce a spot.
Right.
And then in order for it to work for you, you have to repeat that message mm-hmm. over and over and
right.
over again, and that's where your big expense is.
Right. The cycle.
What we do in public relations is we put the product or the service in front of people using publicity, editorial. We get news coverage mm-hmm. and print broadcast. We can put it on the Internet. We can do on-site tours. We can take the product to large groups of people. We can get the seller in front of large groups where they can make a presentation, so people can look at it, they can study it, they can ask questions, they can touch it, they can feel it, and they can see it firsthand. You can't do that with advertising. Now, after you've built that up, after a small business has built this credible message and established the brand, then they usually have the resources to start investing in advertising, which repeats that message over and over. Where they want it, how they want it.
Right.
And that's how it works.
Well, see, those are nuances to getting our product in someone's hands. Mm-hmm. Those are nuances that we're not all that familiar with sometimes. And you've introduced us to a chronology that we didn't realize needed to happen. See,
well,
what happens is we need to sell a product. And what you just told us is we need to sell it at 6 o'clock, but we better be doing some other things at 12 o'clock, you know, 6 hours before or 6 days before, 6 years before, whatever. There's got to be some stuff going in. It's basically laying a foundation, isn't it?
Communications can take a lot of headaches off the small business owner because what it does, it creates awareness over a large group of people. So that when you go to sell your product, they say, oh, I've heard of you. I've heard mm-hmm. of your product. Or they call you and say, I heard about it. Tell me more.
Right. Henry, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We have some messages to offer our audience. Henry, and by the way, we like advertising here on this show.
I bet you do.
When we come back, I want you to help us find and work with a PR firm. Tell us how that works. We're going to do that right after these messages, folks. It's 20 after. Stay with us. They don't know. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm alone. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. It comes out every Sunday and gets you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. We send it by email. It's free, and if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe yourself. We let you do that all by yourself. You don't even have to. I don't even have to do anything to get you off of our list if you want off our list. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, in the half hour straight ahead, Joe Nemchek is going to join us, and he is in Denver. And we're going to talk about the executive self-storage business, another industry I don't think we've talked about lately, and I'm looking forward to getting Joe on the show. And then the next hour, Jay Minks, who's with Administaff, he's in charge of sales and marketing with Administaff, and Dana Schertz is the president of McGregor Golf. He's going to be here in the next hour, too. We're sitting across from Henry De La Garza, who's my new friend and yours, too, chairman and CEO of De La Garza Public Relations in Houston, Texas, beautiful downtown Houston, Texas. And we're talking about PR. And, Henry, what I'd like to do for a couple of questions quickly, I want you to give us your website. Tell folks how they can find. I want my audience to go see what a PR firm's website looks like.
Well, they can find us at www.delagarza-pr.com. That's www.delagarza-pr.com.
All right. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find a lot about our services and our people. And we have the finest people in the business.
How many employees?
We have 10 people, four part-time and six full-time.
Okay.
And we are a bilingual firm. So we...
I bet that's a real... I bet down here in Texas, that's an incredible capability to have for your customers.
You have to. You have, and all of our clients that come to us do everything bilingually.
Right.
And it's not just Texas. We're doing work for clients all over the United States.
Yeah.
Hispanics have assimilated very well in our culture.
Absolutely.
And they are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. So it doesn't
And they're starting
work.
Small businesses, too.
Well, they are the largest segment of small business people, along with women.
Mm-hmm.
New
yep.
business.
Yep. Absolutely. And so... So, folks, if wherever you are, especially if you need a bilingual message delivered, check out their website, and they can contact you, and you'd be glad to talk to them. And also, Henry, I bet, now that I know a little bit more about you and based on what I've heard from the folks at Administef, I bet if somebody called you and said, I'm in Bangor, Maine, and I'd like to have somebody local work with me, I bet you'd help them, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course.
And
we have a network of people. We are part of a worldwide network called Pinnacle Worldwide.
Okay. Tell us about that.
65 firms. It's a consortium. It's a corporation of which we are a equity owner,
mm-hmm.
With local agencies in 65 cities around the world. And we share clients. We refer clients to each other.
But this is not a franchise or anything. You have your own company, and you're part of this other group, and it's basically just creates a network.
We are
a network,
all basically it? Independent owners. It gives me worldwide offices. It gives me 1,500 professionals I can call upon. And if someone calls in Bangor and says, look, I need some help,
mm-hmm.
we've got an agency near Bangor.
Okay. See, folks, here's this. Henry's got a 10-employee company. See how he's reaching out to other people. Remember what I've been telling you for the last almost 7 years? Strategic alliances. That's what you just described.
You have to have friends elsewhere
strategic
if you want to grow.
Alliance.
Otherwise, you're going to be a local company. And that was my
mm-hmm.
biggest fear about 15 years ago until Pinnacle recruited us to be their Houston affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also are the Mexico City affiliate for Pinnacle. We have actually two memberships. We have an offshore membership.
Right. All right.
But you've got to have partners around the world. And it's not just PR. Lawyers are doing it. Accountants are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Small business people of all kinds. You've got to have resources.
Absolutely.
You can't
now,
just be here.
Talk to us for about, and before I move on, now you are an Administef customer, aren't you?
We are, have been for 4 years.
Right. And they tell us what they do for you.
They do more than we realize and we can take advantage of. They have so many services. One of the things that we felt that we needed in order to be, we had to be strong internally,
mm-hmm.
is have a well-informed, well-organized employees, even though we only have six.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I really wanted to have was an employee manual.
Right.
That said, here are the rules. Here's
mm-hmm.
what we do. They did that for us.
Mm-hmm.
They helped us leverage health care costs, which you know is a very,
and
very...
Workers' comp, especially.
And workers' comp
yeah.
is a very... They've done that for us.
Yeah.
But anytime I have a question or an issue that's related to human resources, I can pick it up and
right.
call Donna Cracker or Kim Fullerton or any one of my people, Mary
right.
Perrott, and they will take the time to sit there and walk me through it.
Right. Henry, I want to move on to
sure.
what we got people out there listening right now, and they're saying, okay, I'm sold. I'm ready to talk to a PR firm. What do they do? What's the first thing they do after they find them?
After they find it, the first thing you want to ask is find out how long they've been in business, who they represent. Do
mm-hmm.
they represent clients or customers like you?
Mm-hmm.
Are they familiar with your industry?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they located?
Are you going to have to pay them to learn your industry, which you'd rather not do? The learning curve.
There's usually a startup curve of some kind.
Yeah.
But a firm that's reputable and good will do their homework before they come in to see you.
Right.
They will know about your company. We go into a new business pitch, and we will already know, and that has helped us. When we go in against maybe
mm-hmm.
two or three competitors,
mm-hmm.
we'll normally walk out with the business, and the first thing I'll say is, why did you pick us? And
mm-hmm.
I said, because you went out and actually gave us some information about us that we didn't know.
So the more they bring to the table in the early stages, that tells you that they're a quality firm. Can we expect to get a free initial consultation?
Absolutely.
Henry, give us your website one more time.
www.delagarza-pr.com.
Henry, will you come back another day?
Any day.
We'll do it again real soon.
Look forward to it.
Henry De La Garza, ladies and gentlemen, with De La Garza PR in Houston, Texas. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be back with Joe Nemechek after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.